You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, you're tuned into The Wire. I'm joined now by Labour Party leader Andrew Little. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
That's great. Cool. So the election date has been announced, the 23rd of September. What is the Labour game plan for this year's election?
To work very hard. We're pretty advanced, well, we are very advanced in our planning and preparation for the election, so I'm feeling very good about all that. Our priorities are going to be, and what we're going to be talking to New Zealanders about, will be about housing, about, you know, the opportunity for people, particularly young people, to get to afford to buy their first home, and also about the homelessness question, because the further consequence of an out-of-control housing market, apart from those who are trying to buy their own home, is that people who are reliant on rental accommodation can no longer afford rent, and that's why we have a massive homelessness problem. We're going to talk about health as well, because we know that with the health system having $1.7 billion cut in funding, that is affecting people's access to health, particularly elderly people and people in mental health services, and we've got to do something about that. And we're going to talk about education too, about what's happening in our schools, the fact that funding has been frozen, that schools are struggling to do the job that's required of them, and also the issue about, you know, the future of work and how we prepare for it, and the need for our 3 years free post-school education and training policy. Those are the priority issues that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, right. And I mean, Bill English said that he wouldn't rule working out with New Zealand First in the next government. Are you open to this as well?
Yeah, I mean, we have a relationship with New Zealand First at the moment. They are one of the other opposition parties. But, you know, like other, you know, the great thing about MEP is you have multiple parties and you have common ground with some, but you have differences with everyone. And so it's a question about seeing, I think, where, you know, what the voters want to do, where the vote's for. And then you get the opportunity to see what you can pull together in terms of a government. But I think one thing that the Green Party and the Labour Party have committed to publicly and openly is that we are here campaigning for and fighting for a change of government.
Yeah, and so Bill English's National State of the Nation is happening today, almost in a matter of hours,
I think.
Yeah, it's going on right now. So, I mean, I guess he's expected to announce at least one new policy today. What do you think this is going to be?
I don't know. I haven't been told anything except what I have read from the pundits, which is they think there'll be something on housing. There's no question that they have completely mishandled the whole housing issue. They don't think that it's that serious. They don't seem to particularly care that there's just thousands of people who, you know, no matter how hard they work and save, they simply cannot afford to buy their home. And even the kind of the Home Start grant schemes that this government has set up, it is just nowhere near adequate to provide the level of support to get people owning their first home. So, let's see what he says. But, for the last couple of years, they've had three housing ministers at the same time, doing different aspects of it. And yet we have record homelessness, record low home ownership rates. Nothing seems to be working. So I'm very interested to see what they might say about it.
Because English was critical earlier this week of the Labour Green State of the Nation event on Sunday, that there were no policy announcement. What do you think the reason was the reason for this was?
For his criticism, or
yeah,
there was no policy
for his criticism.
Oh, he's going to spend most of his time talking about other parties, because the truth is that after nearly 9 years in government, and let's face it, he was probably the second most important and powerful person in that government behind John Key. Now he is the most important. They have let a whole heap of things slip. You just look at the information that came out yesterday. You know, we've now got 90,000 young people, 18 to 23 year olds, not in work, not in education, not in training, doing nothing. And that's an increase of nearly 20,000 in just 1 year alone. And you've got stagnant wages for a whole bunch of people. I mean, these are not the hallmarks of a successful economy. These are hallmarks of real failure. So, of course, he's going to talk about other parties and call names and point fingers and stuff. But we're going to be campaigning on our responses to major problems that we know are there and that I think, you know, New Zealanders want to hear more about.
Yeah, of course. So just moving on, what are your thoughts on Bill English's response to the Trump immigration ban?
Weak and indecisive. You know, this is something we all started getting the news about this Well, I first heard about it late on Saturday, and then, you know, it was all over the place on Sunday. It was Monday afternoon before we heard anything from Bill English, our Prime Minister. At that time, there was no information or clarification about, you know, those with dual citizenship, to the extent that that was a response to anything that President Trump was doing. But we should have heard from the Prime Minister much earlier, and he should have done what other world leaders, particularly Commonwealth country leaders, did, like Justin Trudeau, like Theresa May, should have called President Trump out on it, said this is totally unacceptable, this is racist, it's prejudiced, and it's not right. But all we got from this government was, you know, I think Murray McCunney was the one who said, oh, clearly the policy is having teething problems. What? You know, so as we have seen with this government so many other times, they just have no moral compass and no moral benchmark by which to judge things that are happening that you know, whether it affects New Zealanders directly or whether they're just a moral outrage. They just don't seem to care much about, you know, establishing New Zealand's reputation as a country that does care and has good humanitarian principles.
Right, and because obviously Bill English said he didn't think it was a racist one. Do you think this immigration policy is racist?
Of course it is, yeah. And that's, you know, President Trump promised a Muslim ban. This is the closest that he's got. I mean, he identified it is about targeting those of the Muslim faith, and it is targeting a number of countries that are predominantly Muslim in terms of, you know, the faith of people in those countries. There are some countries that aren't listed. I mean, if this was about dealing with countries where there is support for or sponsorship of terrorism, then it's a pretty odd list, because Saudi Arabia doesn't appear on it, and yet, you know, they've been big backers of terrorist activity around the world. But there's no question this was racist, and if you have a look, you know, this wasn't about people who haven't been given approval to enter the US. This was actually stopping people who have visas and green cards and, you know, the right to study as students at their universities and colleges. They were the ones being stopped, either kicked off planes or detained in the US because of the country they came from or the fact they were Muslim. Yes, this definitely was racist.
And just going on for that, so Labor obviously recently has been supportive of doubling our refugee quota, but, you know, Trump's policy isn't just about refugees, it's also just about immigration in general. Do you think we, as a country, New Zealand, needs to accept more migrants?
Well, we certainly need to accept more refugees, because, you know, even lifting it to 1,000, which the government did, and that doesn't take effect for a while yet, that's not enough, and you know, we can take more, but not a lot more. 1,500 we can do, and we should be offering that kind of hand of support to people who are being persecuted and who need safety. In terms of the wider immigration question, the reality is at the moment, I mean, you know, we're a country dependent on immigration, right? We've always had people coming from other parts of the world, bring their skills and what have you here. Right now, we have major problems, particularly in Auckland, because we've had this rapidly growing population, you know, because of the significant increase in immigrants, and it is putting real pressure just on services in Auckland and on roads and stuff. And my view is we do just need to manage this much better, have a bit of a period of catch-up so we can kind of get, you know, good public transport systems in place, get traffic moving, and build the houses. You know, Auckland's 40,000-50,000 houses short of what it needs to accommodate the population that's there at the moment. It's not about saying, you know, no to immigration, but it is about saying right now, at this point of time, we've got some real problems that we've got to take a bit of time to get fixed before we kind of, you know, carry on doing what we did before.
Right, and just lastly for today, what can you tell me about this new working future plan that Labor has announced?
Yeah, we announced that last year, at the end of last year. That's targeted at the young people who are not in work, education or training, and it's about offering them the opportunity. If they've been out of work for sort of more than 6 months and not doing anything, giving them the opportunity to get some work. So the idea is, you know, work with DOC, work with other environmental organisations, work with local councils to get them into doing, you know, environmental type work or work on the dock estate or whatever. But actually just get some work habits and get some practical work skills. You know, and if there's people who, one of the reasons they're struggling to get a job is they don't have a driver's licence, well, put them on this program and we'll work with them and get them their driver's licence so they've kind of got that under their belt, helps them getting a job sort of later on. So, yeah, I've seen some amazing programs of organisations, actually a couple of private organisations, who are dealing with young people who've been out of work for a long time, and actually they've lost hope. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get the training and the skills that they wanted to do. And they just take a bit of time to get some of their habits up and actually rebuild their self-esteem and their self-respect, and it makes a huge difference. And I just despair when I see that we have 90,000 young people in this sort of situation. That's not right, and I think as a government, you've got to bend over backwards to give young people an opportunity and a chance to get some basic skills and get on that sort of ladder to start getting ahead and getting their lives together.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time today, Andrew, and I'll speak to you again next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.